Hey, welcome to Happening Now. I'm your host, Hammer. Today, we're doing something very cool. We're talking about spring break, something that I haven't done in a long time. But boy, howdy, do I love spring break. Everybody loves spring break. Either you got drunk, you definitely got laid, you definitely got in trouble, and hopefully you didn't have some little ones coming home with you that you didn't expect. But speaking of little ones, I've got my cousin Adam here today, and he's probably done a few spring breaks. Right, Adam?
No little ones on my spring breaks, and there are few things I love more on a Wednesday afternoon than skipping lunch and drinking with my cousin Hammer.
There you go. Guys, the really cool thing about spring break and the thing that I've always, you know, wondered, how do the parents, how screwed up are we? We let our kids go out and do this shit that we did, and we know what the hell's going to happen, but we just go ahead and let them do it anyway. You know what? I guess that's just a rite of passage. And we all do it. But the best thing about spring break is what, Melissa?
Oh, letting yourself free, go wild, get naked, have fun, have sex. Oh, and get drunk.
What do you think, Alan? Do you agree with that one?
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. But I think one of the most important things that you have to do with spring break, at least back when I was in college, is find out where the best one was. And you had to judge it on the three B's. Booze, boobs, and beach. And I think that's what starts the whole thing if you're planning to, you know, participate in spring break.
Cabo, Fort Lauderdale, Palm Springs, no beach, but a lot of booze and boobs. How about you, Mikey? Where did you go?
Well, I'm born and raised on the beach in Florida, which about 20 minutes away. So we had spring break year around there, as we like to say. But what it really is, it's a freedom from routine, a little bit more pragmatic and less fun, but it's a way to really get loose and have fun. And that's what I think that I enjoyed most about it.
You sound too damn corporate, man. Did you ever get laid in spring break? Holy shit, man. I mean, that's...
Still waiting.
You're looking... Still waiting for that one?
He hasn't even gotten a haircut for this. Take it easy on him.
Yeah. Hey, a good thing about spring break back in the 80s, nobody brought condoms, so that's one less thing you had to worry about when you're traveling.
Free love, free kids.
Well, they call us baby boomers for a reason. You know what? They say now 75% of the kids, okay, they're all drinking and having a great time, but now 75% of them aren't wearing condoms still. So you're still popping out a few little ones. But hey, that's what spring break's all about. The best thing about spring break, or one of the coolest things about spring break, a guy named Joe, what is it like in, I don't know, 1997, came out with, you know, he was a little production cat, and he came out with a thing called Girls Gone Wild. And that's what made spring break amazing, Joe Francis. And, you know...
It didn't even just make spring break amazing. It made TV after 10:30 p.m. amazing.
It's a really interesting story about that guy. So apparently, he worked at a TV studio, and he saw all of their footage that couldn't make television. So he offered to buy a
Don't
bulk of
it. Don't send him any
of
this.
He offered to buy a bulk of it. For a certain price, and it was basically, it was garbage to them. They weren't going to use it. So he bought this B-roll TV footage that they could never air, and that's how the Girls Gone Wild franchise got started. So, interesting story.
And he put it all on VH tape, right?
Correct, yeah. He started on VHS, yeah.
So you had to buy it. You couldn't see it on TV or late night or anything like that. You had to go out and actually, that's when they had the sex shops and you had to go buy the, you know, I had my trench coat and I put a couple of them in there, and, you know.
Right. Yeah. It's an interesting story. Something that I don't know could happen in today's market with everything being digital.
I know that all Goodwill VHS sections are forever ruined thanks to Girls Gone Wild.
Well, you know, one of the big things, you know, you always talk about different stories that happened during spring break. I mean, remember the MTV era, what was it, Dan Cortez, you know, the sports guy on MTV, why they had a sports guy, I have no idea. He held spring break at Lake Havasu, okay, like they needed any help in Lake Havasu, showing breasts, hanging out, drinking, and getting drunk.
Sex on boats, you never know, sex underwater.
I mean, I remember hearing the stories about half the tape they took, they couldn't even put on TV at that time, which now you probably would find all over the internet.
Topless bikinis.
Well, MTV, had their first spring break segment in 1987 in Fort Lauderdale. So that was when it first made a splash, and it did so well with their ratings that they were doing spring breaks, you know, all over the place. But, you know, who are the big winners? Who do you guys think are the big winners for spring break? Besides the parents, where you get rid of the kids for a week. The poor parents, they're celebrating Easter sitting in church while the kids are out getting drunk, having sex, and looking at tits.
I can tell you who won. Coors, Budweiser, and Miller.
Red Bull and all those boys, because they have clients for the next 40, 50 years. That's the big winners.
Well, you know, and I think it's funny, too, because think of it now. The way that kids can get fake IDs over the internet versus back then, obviously you didn't. And I don't think the alcohol consumption now is any greater than it was back then.
Okay, let's talk about that for a minute. Alcohol consumption. What about a joint? Back in the day, if I had like a centimeter of a joint in my ashtray, they're taking me to jail for 10 years. Now they just go, can I get a puff? I mean, that's what the cops do.
I've lost so many ounces to cops being interested in the type of weed I had rather than the fact that I had weed. I think you're totally right, Hammer. And it's also what's sitting in the jar, too. I mean, you could be sitting there with something you still bought for $20, but $20 today gets you two nickels that got you 50 years ago. That's my vote on good weed today.
Well, then there's dabbing, of course.
Some things change and some things stay the same.
Listen, I'm lazy anymore. I like the edibles. I'm just going to, you know, I can have a Twinkie and a joint at the same time. That's the best thing ever, man. and a scotch.
Well, I think the other thing is, too, and, you know, there again, I'm going to go a little historical back in the 80s. How do you pay for this? Are mom and dad paying for it?
Absolutely.
Are you taking money and saving all year to go on spring break, stuff like that? I mean, you go back to the days of Fort Lauderdale and Palm Springs, you'd have 8 or 10 people sharing the same room. You got to be kidding me. How the heck are you going to get laid when you got 5 or 6 fraternity brothers sharing the same room with you? It's pretty bad.
Well, you have to have one holding the camera. And now they all have cell phones, so you know you got to be positioning yourself right on that bed with that chick, because otherwise it's not going to look good on the evening news.
Wow, just think of it this way: if they had iPhones back in the 80s, many of us would probably not do what we do for a living these days.
You wouldn't have attended college.
You know, I would have probably went into the priesthood. Definitely.
What fun would that be?
Well, just to get away from my problems, right?
Exactly.
Think about it. When we were doing spring break, which was every day, I mean, I don't know why they do it for a week. I did it 365 days a year, so I don't know what that means. But you know, it was a lot easier. Things were simple. You didn't have people putting video on you on everything you did. And all the mistakes you make, which we all make mistakes, it wasn't recorded. You know, nowadays, you do one stupid thing, all of a sudden, 10 years later, they say, oh, you're not qualified for this job because we recorded you with your top off or your Johnson hanging out at spring break. It's just wrong.
Yeah, it's the way it goes, especially when you got kids in football. They can't let loose, be free, like we used to be in the 80s, 70s, 60s.
I mean, I think folks just try and have iPhone parties now instead of key swapping parties, right? You put all your iPhones in the box so that so-and-so can party still, and then you can still do the wrongs of passage instead of the rites of passage. That's still a part of growing up, is squeaking underneath the things that we're not supposed to do.
You know, Adam, I love that, but you know, there's always that one dick or that one person that thinks, oh, I'm gonna screw these guys, and I'm just gonna, and then they belittle them on social media and put it out, and it's there, and it's unfortunate. Lucky for me, you know, I'm the old cat in the group, and we didn't have any of that stuff. I had a buddy of mine who was, I won't say who it is, but he was on a very popular TV show, and years ago in the 80s, we got a picture of him, and we had a 4-foot bong, and we're both ripping on this thing, right? And some people took some pictures of it. Well, the TV show didn't want to see that stuff, and he almost got kicked off the show.
They wanted to see the 6-foot bong. They didn't want to see a 4-foot bong. Come on, up here.
It's always about size, guys. Magic of the magician.
Yeah, well, mine's always been a little short. But, hey, it happens. What do you do, right? But, you know, it was pretty critical back then. So they have it better on some side of the coin, but the other side of the coin, they're screwed.
Yeah, I think you were talking about the winners and losers of spring break. We've got a very similar thing happening on Balboa Peninsula. You know, our restaurateurs, our bars, we're really geared towards tourism. And our businesses starve for most of what we call the winter time, which is not the other 9 months out of the year. And summer's where everybody makes their money. What we're seeing and what we've always seen during spring break and any other time where tourists rush to an area where people are so lucky to live in is that the residents there cause a stink, and they want the area all to themselves as though they were entitled to it. And they really put a hurting on the businesses that have that set up shop there in order for people to come and enjoy the area that these people are lucky enough. And we're lucky enough to live in it. And I think that's something that really needs to be addressed. You know, a lot of the things that are happening right now are trying to push people away rather than bring people in. What do you guys think about something like that?
Mike, listen, I'd like to have a big, huge, you know, I'd like to have the wall on PCH coming onto the peninsula. And if you don't have ID that says that you live there, you can't come up, because I love my bars when it's just the locals. Period. Come on.
I'm not going to say that that's not enjoyable, but it's something that I think that everybody has the right to enjoy. These really are the beaches of all Californians, and our restaurants and our bars, they do rely on this this patronage in the wintertime. It's what keeps them afloat for the rest of the year.
You sound like a politician. How many times have you run for office?
I ran twice, and thankfully I lost both times.
Seriously, the way we imbibe in Newport Beach, the locals, we can keep all the bars alive. It's not a problem.
Well, you know, one thing, we're talking about spring breaks, and it just came to mind. I'm like, Playboy magazine, which I don't even know if it exists anymore, used to rank the best, you know, spring break party locations. I wonder how it changed over the year. I mean, everybody knows about Palm Springs. Everybody knows about Cabo. Everybody knows about Fort Lauderdale. But I have to imagine that there's some sneakers that somebody told them about that they got in that just were off the beaten path. And it would have been really interesting to know, like, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, those years, what the top 10 were and how many stayed in the same spot.
Well, let's talk about the coolest spring break ever, okay? It started in San Francisco. It's not the original, and nobody considers it a spring break, but the concept of spring break, they brought over by the Golden Gate Bridge, and two guys set up this 4-foot guy, and they called him Burning Man, okay? And that became, what, Black City?
Black Rock City, Black Rock USA, City. Yeah. Outside of Gerlach, Nevada. Spot on.
Yeah.
I worked with a couple of the founders at a surf shop for a while, and the first one was still their favorite.
I get that. I mean, I went out to one twice in a big old Prevost bus, and I was amazed on what people do and how they build that thing out. And that's basically a spring thing. You know, and they did it. They started it in spring break in San Francisco, even though it's not spring break. But I think, Alan, I think wherever you go, I don't care if you're in Kentucky or you're in Portland, wherever you're at, everybody's got their own version of the spring break. It all includes booze, babes, and TNA, and a lot of cops.
Is that cocks or cops?
Well, sometimes they go hand in cock, hand in cop, hand in hand. That's the one.
Well, if you have boobs, you got to have the other part, right?
Which part?
The interesting thing about Burning Man is, if I'm not mistaken, when Burning Man is occurring, it's the second largest city in Nevada by population, which is absolutely insane to think of. And when it's over, according to their contract that they have with, I believe it's the some sort of wildlife. They have to leave no trace.
It's a state park.
Vanished without a trace, just overnight. Very, very interesting.
Well, you want to talk about Burning Man? Melissa and I have an acquaintance who, she decided she wanted to have a child, but didn't want a husband or the child to know the father. So she decided to go to Burning Man. And she actually was impregnated and has, I think it's a 2 or 3 year old now, that was conceived at Burning Man.
She participated in coitus in the desert with hippies, and it was successful.
I know.
Shocking.
Whoa.
We were about as shocked as we would that, you know.
Well, now that I'm on camera, she knows who the father is. Okay. You just burned me, Alan.
Hey, well, you know what? She said you were well endowed. Yeah. The guy was well endowed, so congratulations.
God, you get in trouble at those places, you know? But that's the whole point. Listen, kids have to have fun. You know, us grown-ups have fun. It's one of those things where, as long as you keep it in perspective, you know, you want the kids to go out there and have a great time. You want them to go out there and as my cousin Adam says, have coitus. I wonder what TV show you've been watching. none of us in this room are that smart, but hey.
I actually left Burning Man when I went without having coitus, we'll say, for my TV show. The chick who had been walking around my camp yelling, "Where's the naked skater boy?" I left before she could find me, and I think she might be the one trace of Burning Man left out in the desert still today. I'm not proud of it, but it's something I have to live with, just like your children, Hammer. Child, what? Sorry.
Listen, why didn't you man up? What happened?
The ball wasn't wearing off by 3:30 and I had to get driving.
There you go. Listen, everybody's got to get driving. That's what happens. That's why you got to get the hell out of that party. You know, I didn't want to mention this too much, but unfortunately this year in Florida, they've had some issues. But I think, you know, let's not give these kids too hard of a time. It's been a tough year. They've been, you know, basically sequestered to their basements where their parents don't want them anyway. And they got to go out and burn off some steam. But we just hope that they, you know, chill out a little bit and enjoy themselves, drink a lot, get laid, have a great time, but let's keep the violence to a minimum.
Nobody gets hurt.
We can still do 10 people to a Motel 6 room and leave the sheets on the bed at the end of it all, okay?
Flip the mattress.
There you go.
Just don't burn the mattress.
No, you're not in Bakersfield, you're in Fort Lauderdale.
That's
Remember
right.
that fact.
That's right. You know, the other thing is, 50% of men, or boys, we should say, that participate in spring break, get so drunk that they pass out and don't realize what they did. 41% of women, girls, do the same thing. We've all done that. But the important thing is that your buddies take care of you. Listen, we all have that idiot. We all know the John in the group, okay? We all know who I'm talking about. That gets so obliterated that you have to carry him in and do the whole thing and babysit the guy or the gal. It can be, you know. I see you laughing over there, Mike. You know who I'm talking about?
No idea.
No idea.
I think we all know the Mike in the group, too, to wipe your mouth off at 9 o'clock after you've been vomiting and bring a hair tie for that girl who's been in the toilet for an hour and a half working through those 8 tequila shots.
8? That's it?
Yeah, but wait a minute.
That girl's got a pledge.
That girl that just got done throwing up and doesn't know what the hell's going on, I'm getting laid.
Not if Mike's around.
To be clear, I am not the Mike he is referencing.
Oh, there you go. Clear name.
Take the fifth.
Clear
go ahead.
Name.
Take the fifth, Mike. Take the fifth.
We know where the John guy lives. I think it was somewhere in Orange County, but we'll have to worry about that later.
Probably. I mean, you know, there's a John. That's why they call him John. Well, no, those are the prostitute Johns.
Is that Dirty John?
Yeah. They're somewhere. Who knows? But listen, I think that spring break is super important, especially these kids. They're working hard in school. They're doing that thing. They're burning that steam off. That, okay, maybe not bullshit. I've been on spring break for 45 fucking years, so I don't you know. But for the average guy, I get it. I mean, they're doing that 9-to-5er, and they need that burn off, and it's important to them.
Yeah, so I agree.
Especially this year with COVID and then being stuck at home, studying online, it's stressful for them, and they need an outlet. They need to go crazy and get free.
Yeah, being that age, it's just a pressure cooker to begin with. And when you keep everybody canned up for a year, what else can you expect? I agree. We shouldn't condone it, but, you know, we should remember when we were that age and how we would behave if we had been cooped up for a whole year.
Just a little
empathy, I think, would be good.
Well, I agree with Hammer. I mean, it's been tough. I mean, it's tough. It's been tough for everybody. But you look at these college kids who are under enough pressure when they're in college, and they need an outlet. And those who are not in college, they need an outlet as well. And that's been some of the great things have been going on, which I would have to imagine, I don't know this, spring break's probably been a little regional this year, so you probably didn't see a lot of West Coast people flying into Fort Lauderdale and vice versa, which is a good thing to a certain extent. But to the other time, hey, I get to actually stick around, hang out with my buddies, be outside, check out some good-looking women on the beach, and, you know, have a great time.
But let's be honest. The A and B student, they're not at spring break, okay? We're talking about the C and D student, or D and whatever, okay? The A and B student is still back at home studying, doing what they're supposed to do. So it's delinquents like myself that are at these parties.
Wait, so you're telling me that you think because I went to spring break that my grades were less than A and B's?
Absolutely.
They were, but I'm just saying, are you insinuating something?
You got the National Social Award for your fraternity, so.
I'm just talking from experience, okay? That's all I'm saying.
As an A and B student, I vehemently disagree. In fact, during spring break, I switched to fiction books. So,
ooh, that's a big jump.
Yeah, hey, wow. You know what?
Your mother was so proud.
The great thing about spring break when you're in college is I'd be cruising around and the women say, well, what are you majoring in? I'm like, pre-med. Are you specializing? I said, yeah, anatomy by Braille. I mean, come on.
He does it very well, I must say.
Hey, thanks for watching, guys. And listen, we'd like to know what you thought about this. We'd like to hear from you. And by the way, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell, hit that like. Tell us how much you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you very much for joining.